What can I do for you?
We're getting married.
I know. Congratulations. On the Ivan Kupala night. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's brave.
Ivan Kupala night was the time of wild magic in Slavic folklore. The ancient Russians believed that on that date, the boundaries between the worlds blurred. Given a choice, I would have picked a different day, but Curran had set the date. To him, it was the last day of werewolf summer, a three-day holiday that ended on the June solstice. I told him I would marry him, and if he wanted to get married on Ivan Kupala night, then we'd get married on Ivan Kupala night. After moving the date a dozen times, that was the least I could do.
So, did you come to invite me?
Yes, we'd like you to officiate.
I'm sorry?
We'd like you to marry us. Roman's eyes went wide. He pointed to himself.
Me?
Yes.
Marry you?
Yes.
You do know what I do, right?
Yes, you're Chernobog's priest. Chernobog literally meant Black God, who was also known by other fun names like Black Serpent, Lord of Darkness, God of Freezing Cold, Destruction, Evil, and Death. Some ancient Slavs divided their pantheon into opposing forces of light and dark. These forces existed in a balance, and according to that view, Chernobog was a necessary evil. Somebody had to be his priest, and Roman had ended up with the job. According to him, it was the family business. Roman leaned forward, his dark eyes intense.
You sure about this?
Yes.
Not going to change your mind?
What's with the 20 questions? Will you do it or not?
Of course I'll do it! Nobody ever asks me to marry them. They always go to Nikolai, my cousin, Vasily's oldest son.
Roman had a vast family tree, but I remembered Vasily, his uncle. Vasily was a priest of Belobog, Chernobog's brother and exact opposite. He was also very proud of his children, especially Nikolai, and bragged about them every chance he got. Roman ducked behind the couch and emerged with a phone.
When some supernatural filth tries to carry off the children, call Roman so he can wade through blood and sewage to rescue them. But when it's something nice, like a wedding or a naming, oh no, we can't have Chernobog's wolf involved. It's bad luck. Get Nikolai.
When he finds out who I'm gonna marry, he'll have an aneurysm.